Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it is the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, June 17th, 2013. You hear what I added something there. I usually just say, it's the Monday Morning Podcast, and I went, it is the Monday Morning Podcast, as if to suggest that I'm even more impressed with myself this week than I usually am. How you guys doing? How's your Monday? Yeah, did you have a bad one? Oh, it's okay. Because there's always Tuesday. What you guys do if I actually wrote a show tune about Tuesday? It was a blatant ripoff of Annie, you know? You know, I could actually play Annie. When I was younger, when I was 12, I could have played Annie. Oh, you know how sad and fucking true that is? I really could have. You know, 12, my voice still hadn't changed. I had this big, stupid fucking, you know... You know, I was in getting into metal music. I tried to grow my hair long, but it was too thick back in the day. Still wish it was thick. But would just fucking grow out into like an afro. I just look like an extra on like Welcome Back, Carter. You know, which would have been cool in the late 70s. You know, I missed my fucking wheelhouse by like, I swear to God, maybe 6-7 years. If I had been born... Instead of 1968, if I had been born in 1962. But then, you know what? I'd be 51 right now. You know, I would have started podcasting late in the game. You know, being all grumpy. You know, when I was a kid, you had to get a job on radio. Anyways, somebody told me a funny joke that they had in The Onion. I don't know if you guys read that periodical, whatever the fuck you call it, newspaper. Faux news. Is that what it's called? I don't fucking know. But they had something where there was somebody sitting in front of a laptop, I guess with an anguished look on their face. I haven't seen it. But it says something over 250,000 podcasters stress trying to find guests for their podcast this week. You know what? That made me feel good. That made me feel really good because... I don't have any guests on my fucking podcast. Rarely do I have guests, and that's the fucking main reason, because I don't want to have to sit there and try to work with other people and their schedules and that type of shit and fucking, you know. I don't want to interview my friends. So what is your middle name? I don't want to do that. And then, you know, they fucking book shit, and then they cancel on you, and then you're struggling for a guest, and then you have somebody in there, and you're like, wow, I wonder if this person realized that they weren't my first choice. You know, speaking of which, that reminds me, I have to get back to Jay Moore. I've been going in and out on the road. Why did I say the war? Because I was just reading a bunch of international shit, I think. And yeah, he sent me a very flippant text message that I intend on addressing. You know, classic East Coast guy. He just can't ask you to be on the podcast. He has to put you on the fucking defensive, you know. So I'm going to call him today. Try to set up a time to do his podcast and we'll fucking discuss his flippant fucking text message to me, which I did not appreciate. All right? See that, Jay? I'm cross-pollinating here, right? Fucking guy texting me. He's texting me. He comes to me with this fucking tone like I owe him money. You know, where is that fucking text message? He writes this shit like gathering. I gather by hearing you on other people's podcasts, you're back in town. Because I told him a few weeks ago, he said, can you do my podcast? I go, no, I'm out of town. And then I went over to Bert Kreischer's house. I'll give you the whole fucking soap opera. Because I go over to Bert Kreischer's because I'm trying to get him on our All Things Comedy Podcast Network, right? So I'm shooting the shit over. I'm pitching the fucking network to Bert Kreischer. And he goes, well, there's my podcast. Shouldn't do it. Fuck it. Let's do a podcast. So that's what happened. So then Jay hears me on Bert's. This is what I'm guessing. Hears me on Bert's. And he's like, I thought this guy said he's out of town. Now you get his fucking panties all in a jersey bunch. And then he sends me this fucking thing. Well, I gather you're in town. Let me tell you something, Jay Moores. Jay to the motherfucking Moores. Okay? I am not under any contract with you or anybody else in this podcast world. You understand me? I am a free man, and I will fucking podcast with whoever the fuck I want to, whenever I want to, young man. That being said, I'm going to try to do Jay's podcast this week. Oh, he's so sensitive. I love you, Jay Moore. All right? Okay. Continuing on. Speaking of fucking wars, because maybe I'll start having a war with Jay Moore. It'd be good for both our podcasts. Speaking of that shit, not like I'm gonna. This, I'm just all bullshitting, okay? Before you guys fucking go epic fucking something Twitter knockout, whatever the fuck you, you know, that's all I'm trying to say. I don't fucking know what anything's called. Anyways, I was reading the news today, as I do. I got one of those iPad minis for my birthday. Boodoo, 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 boodoo. So now what I do is I sit out on my front porch like a fucking old man in a rocking chair. And, you know, that's something I was fighting. Fighting how great it felt to sit on a front porch, sitting on a rocking chair, reading the 21st century's newspaper. You know, I don't have the paper in my hand. And isn't that some little kid that comes in? Hey, mister. Right? Throws the thing over the fucking wall. And I'm, hey, thanks a lot there, Johnny Appleseed. Right? I give him a nickel, and he goes, oh, thanks, mister. And he goes down and buys like fucking 80 pieces of candy like he could back in the day, right? Down at the Penny Arcade, you know? Some guy down there with a fucking derby on, beating you with a cane. I was fighting that feeling. Just sitting out there. I'm telling you right now, just fucking give in to being an old fuck like me. Sit out on a front porch. If you don't have one, use your neighbor's. Right? He's at work. Fuck him. That's his fault for having a job. You're in between jobs. Nobody's using his porch. Right? Technically, that's not even his porch. At least the land isn't. That belongs to the Iroquois. Or the fucking the Apache, depending on where the hell you live. That's not his fucking land. What, because a piece of paper says it is? I don't fucking know. So I'm sitting out there on my front porch on my rocking chair, and I was just reading about, I'm trying to figure out why we are arming the rebels in Syria, right? And why Russia is arming the dude in power there, that Assad guy, whatever the fuck his name is, right? I can't figure out. I'm trying to figure out what both sides have to gain. You know? Was that president cool with us? And he was giving us whatever he wanted, and now he's not. So we're like, fuck him. We're going to help the fucking rebels. I have no idea. I fucking scoured the internet for at least 3 minutes before I did this podcast, and I could not find one fucking reason why we were doing it or why Russia was doing what they were doing. Now, Russia's saying that the reason why they actually gave a reason. They said the reason why they are backing the dude in power in Syria is because the Syrian rebels kill Syrian soldiers and then eat their hearts in front of the locals. And if that doesn't sound like a bunch of bullshit, I don't know what is. So that's his justification. He goes, well, you know, they're fucking sitting there eating the entrails like licorice, you know? We don't want to be a part of that. And but as far as I can tell, we haven't said why we're backing them. I don't know. Because they want democracy. Which is what we always say, but then usually it's there's something else we want there, you know, something in their gift shop that we got our eye on. So I have no idea. So I'm going to pay attention to it. You know what I'm actually thinking? I'm just thinking back. This is just like we're just making money. I think that that's what this meeting is about in Northern Ireland. Right. And we're like the U.S. is just like, well, listen, we don't manufacture anything in our country anymore, everything's fucking left. You know? With any luck, we can fucking legalize weed. We'll finally have something to export again. So basically, we're not making any fucking money. And Russia's just like, hey, you know, we're fucking, we got a big shitstorm over here, too. It's all right. We'll arm this side. You arm that side. They kind of blow each other up, and we make a little bit of money. What do you think? Sound good? All right. Let's make some money. On two. Ready? Break. And then they walk out. Then that's it. So anyways, those rich cunts who run the world, I guess they're in Northern Ireland this week. And there's no protesters. There's like 2,000 protesters. You know? I don't know. As much as I bitch, I don't think I'd ever go to a protest. It's just so much work. You got to make that sign, you know? And another big thing is you got to be informed. You know how you know you're informed as a protester? They don't show your interview on TV. They always show the biggest fucking wing nut at those things, you know, half a titty out, face fucking painted, you know. Hey, man, like it ain't right, man. Oh, that fucking hatchet dude. I don't know. Sorry, this podcast is all over the place. But you know what? I have been all over the place. I had another wonderful quick tour. I did St. Louis, Cleveland, Ohio, and in Buffalo, New York. And I got to tell you, I spent way too little time in each city. I had a great fucking time in each and every one of those places. Let's start with St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. I can't remember the name of the fucking place I'm playing. Everything's named the Pageant or the Palace. I don't fucking remember. And then my website takes it off the second it's the day of the show. It takes it off the thing, so now I don't even fucking know. Anyways, I performed in this wonderful theater that I've been to before that I'm actually going to look up right now because the owner's so fucking cool and I'm being a dick right now. Let's see here. St. Louis, Bill Burr. Let's see what comes up here. Bill Burr bombs in St. Louis. What the fuck is that now? Where the hell is it? Oh, there it is. The Pageant. Play the wonderful Pageant Theater. And right up the street there, they got this cool old record store, which I never got into. They had a great pizza place, and they also had this fucking this bowling alley / cool bar. And it was perfect. It was just enough for the old bowling alley thing and not like a whole hipster thing with the bar. And all it had was like fucking 8 lanes. It wasn't one of those places that has like 40 fucking lanes. So me and Jason Lawhead went in there killing time during the day, and we bowled one frame. We were fucking horrific. I think I bowled an 87. You know, I bowl once every 5 years. By the time I figure out how to get some, so I bowl a straight ball, of course. But by the time I figure out how to fucking, you know, get back into that rhythm, whatever the fuck it is that I'm doing wrong, my fucking hacky swing there, I'm usually in the fucking 6th frame. Is that the right thing? I had a beer. They had a great time. And I went into they have a city park there. And I was thinking, there's no fucking way. Because they're like, you know, it's one of the biggest parks in all of the United States. And I'm like, well, I've been through Central Park. It's not going to be as big as that shit. This thing was fucking huge. Highly recommend it. If you don't like going to gyms, I like to work out outside, just walk around and that type of thing. They got like a fucking golf course. There's a goddamn zoo in there, right? I'm walking around the outskirts. All of a sudden, I'm looking at a fucking zebra, right? I walked the whole way around the outside. It had to have been at least 4, 4.5, 5 miles. And it was a great time. Then I went bowling, went out, had a great show. What did we do that night? Oh, then we went upstairs to the rooftop bar at like the Blue Moon or whatever the hell it is, the Moon Tower Hotel that I was staying at. And went up there, hung out, met some people after the show. Everything was good. And then there was these two fucking hilarious kids who were like 21, 22 years old, level drunk, you know? This fucking dude came up because somebody had yelled something about Tim Tebow during the show. So he comes up to me. He's like, I don't gotta yell the Tim Tebow stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool, man. Great. Glad you had a good time. 3 minutes later, he comes up to me. I don't gotta yell the Tim Tebow stuff. All right, man. Yeah, I understand. You already said that. You're not driving, are you? Okay. All right, dude. Listen, I'm going to be over here with some friends. I got to go. All right, see you. Sit down. Fucking like half hour later, I'm coming back from taking a piss. I come back up and he's sitting down where I was sitting. And he just goes, Tebow, fucking something. And his buddy at this point is trying to get him up out of the chair and he refuses to get up or help. and the other guy's too drunk to get him out. So it was like this fucking Keystone Cop shit of this dude trying to drag his friend out of the fucking chair. And we're all sitting there, me and like four or five other people, looking at them. We finally just picked our drinks up. We went to another table. And I think it took him another 20 minutes to get him out of the fucking chair. Speaking of Tim Tebow, everybody. Huh? Who's got the Jesus freak? We do. I love all these moron football fans who would think that there's going to be like a quarterback controversy now that we have Tim Tebow. Are you forgetting that Bill Belichick is a genius? Okay? And don't even talk to me telling me he's a fucking cheater. All right? I didn't want to hear that shit. All right? Unless you're going to fucking take down every other goddamn coach, including old Mr. fucking Twinkle Toes up there in Seattle. Pete Carroll, could you look any more honest than fucking Pete Carroll? Right? Look at that guy. He looks like that fucking Mr. Green Jean guy, the next door Flanders on fucking The Simpsons. He doesn't have the glasses, but he has that vibe. Flanders actually looks like William H. Macy with John Lennon glasses. But I'm saying Pete Carroll's vibe is that. But then you look at the shit he did at USC. And right before the shit hit the fan and they were going to get suspended, he fucking takes off and goes up to Seattle. Hey, and what was Pete Carroll guilty of at USC? Doing everything everybody else does at that fucking level. All right? So all you cunts who call Bill Belichick cheaters, you're morons. All right? That's the way the game is played at that level. There's millions of dollars. There's yachts. There's whores. The second that shit is at stake, recognition, legacy, forget it. All the rules are out the fucking window. They're all being bent. All right? So anyways, this is why the Patriots if Tim Tebow is ever going to excel in the NFL, it's going to be with the New England Patriots. And I'll bring you one fucking play. And I'll give you a link to it. The reason for it was back when Doug Flutie was playing with us. Not Doug Flutie. Who the fuck was it who did the pooch kick? Wait a minute. Do I have that wrong? Am I that old? What was that famous fucking play where all of a sudden he fucking came in, right? That was with us. Ah, Jesus Christ. I'm losing my fucking mind here. How old am I? All right, here we go. Doug Flutie pooch kick. All right. Oh, dramatic NFL music. There you go. And he gets high. It was with, Jesus, how fucking long did he play? I saw Doug Flutie when I had season tickets in 1989, where we had the little Paul Revere on the side of the helmet. 1980 fucking nine. And he graduated in like 84. He'd already been, that was before he went to the CFL. He'd been with Chicago, I believe. Then he came with us. And, Jesus, did I ever tell you that fucking story? I can't believe I'm going to tell this fucking story. I can't remember what year this was. It was when Doug Flutie was playing with the Buffalo Bills. And I remember, that was first right around then he had come out and said that he had an autistic child. And he had the Flutie Flakes that was to raise money for autism. This great thing, right? And so we're in the stands. We're sitting in the end zone. It's me, Bobby Kelly, and this buddy of mine, one of my old drinking buddies from back in the day. This is the guy I told you he got into the handshake fight with the Elvis impersonator. I have to tell you that one. We were in Daisy Buchanan's, a famous meat market on Newbury Street in Boston, right? And, everybody's in there hammered, right? Everybody's listening to the music and we're fucking, whatever. It's the middle of the fucking night. So basically, every guy in there is probably 50 to 60% on their way to either getting laid or going home and jerking off after a slice of pizza. That's right where the night is. But everybody still has hope that they're going to be one of the guys that gets fucking laid. All right? Everything's going good. Music is playing and all that shit. All of a sudden, you just feel this energy towards the door. Like, what the fuck's going on? You can feel this commotion. So we fucking look over, and there's this guy dressed up as Elvis for no fucking apparent reason. It's like the middle of the summer. You know, it wasn't the anniversary of his death. I don't, you know, we weren't in Vegas. Just this fucking guy walks in dressed like Elvis. So all the whole energy of the fucking bar goes over there, and every fucking chick in there wants to go over and get her picture with the guy. So this dude basically cock blocks the whole fucking bar. Even half the guys are laughing because he's doing all the karate moves and shit. It was ridiculous. It was funny, but also it was very passive aggressive because all the pussy went up to him. So, and half the fucking guys. So my buddy, was pissed. I didn't realize he was pissed at him. So everybody's lining up, shaking hands with this Elvis impersonator, trying to get their picture with him and blah, 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 blah. So my buddy comes up to him. He comes up to him last. And he starts shaking his hand. And when my buddy, right before he was going to get into a fight, I don't know why, he would always be like looking up in the air. Like, what's up, dude? What's going on? Huh? Really? Really, dude? And he'd be like looking like straight up in the air. Which, of course, he always ended up getting suckered, but he was a big guy, so he was usually able to make a comeback. So he comes walking up to this Elvis impersonator, and he starts shaking his hand, and he's looking up in the air, and the guy's sitting there going, what's up, man? What's up? How you doing, man? Like, trying to be Elvis. And he goes, and he's like, what's, my buddy's like, what's up, dude? He goes, hey. He's still shaking his hand. He goes, why can't you just be yourself? Right? And immediately the Elvis guy is trying to let go of my buddy's hand and he won't let him go. So now they're kind of squeezing each other's hand. The guy's going, come on, man. Come on. Let go. I got rings on, man. And my buddy just keeps holding his hand. He goes, I like Roger Clemens. He goes, I like the Red Sox. You don't see me coming here dressed like Roger Clemens, right? Now they're shaking fucking hands, right? And they're squeezing. Now he's looking at this dude right through his stupid gold-framed glasses. And the guy's going, all right. He drops the Elvis shit, going, all right, let go of my hand. And I'm fucking sitting there going, oh, my God. I'm going to watch my buddy fight a fucking Elvis impersonator. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. And right then, the fucking bouncer steps in. Like, you know when you're watching a hockey game, you're like, finally, these two guys are going to fight. And then the fucking ref comes in and breaks it up, and the whole crowd boos. That's basically what happens. All right, so that's the background on this guy. So we're at this game. He's a big guy. He's not the most quick-witted guy. Doug Flutie has now come back. You know, he played for Boston College. He played for the, you know, Bears and the New England Patriots. So he's one of our guys. But now he's playing for the Buffalo Bills, the game we're going to. This is now, I don't know, like the fucking, like 97, 98 or something. And I think Pete Carroll's coaching. Jesus, Bill, get to the story. All right, so Flutie's warming up in the end zone. So now everybody's giving Flutie shit, even though he's our guy, but he's playing for the other guys now, so it's like some Johnny Damon shit, even though it wasn't his fault, but, you know, Boston sports fans were assholes. So everybody's giving Flutie shit. They yell, like, hey, kill the midget! Hey, Flutie, you're too short! All these short jokes or whatever. So my buddy wants to get one in. All right, and we have end zone seats, so we are sitting with a bunch of fucking animals. So everybody's killed a midget. Hey, Flutie, you're too short. Not today, Dougie. You know, go back to Canada, you stink, right? Everybody giving him shit. And then my buddy, he wants to be part of it. He chimes in. He kind of stutters. He goes, hey, Flutie, I hope your kid dies. Right? Dude, the whole section just goes, oh, and just sits down. It was one of the most fucking evil things, but you gotta understand why it was funny to me was just because I knew my buddy, and I knew how fucking dumb he is, and I knew that he just wanted to be a part of it. He's just one of those guys who doesn't know where the line is. You know, those guys where you just go, hey, you know, you start making fun of their shirt, and they go, yeah, at least my mother doesn't have breast cancer, and you're like, Jesus Christ, how the fuck do you go from a shirt to breast cancer? That's basically what he did, and I remember Bobby Kelly was absolutely fucking, he was speechless. Fucking speechless. It was one of the few times I've ever seen. Bobby is every bit as twisted as I am. I'll never forget that. He was fucking, oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? I've told this story so many times. I was sitting a section over. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I've told this story so many times, I forgot. No, he was sitting there over there. And I was the next section over. That's right. And then Bobby came up to me at the end of the game and told me it. So wait, so who else was fucking over there? I can't remember. I don't even know how the fuck I even... How did I even get on that fucking story? Oh, Flutie. That's right. Cheating. Okay, let's work our way back, Bill. Work your way back. I don't know. Hang on. Is it time to do some fucking... Yeah, 25 minutes in. Here we go. A little bit of advertising this week, everybody. Just a little bit. A little bit of advertising. Where the fuck is it? All right. Who's up first? Oh, Hulu Plus, everybody. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC on Hulu.com. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content in your living room and on your mobile devices on Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Use Hulu Plus on connected TVs, game consoles, Blu-ray players, Roku, Apple TV, PC, or watch from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet on demand at all times. And with Hulu Plus, you can binge on full seasons, watch your favorite current shows, and even full series runs of classic TV shows. It's endless. They've got Community, Modern Family, South Park, SNL, Jimmy Kimmel, Family Guy, and more. Nothing but top shelf. All the shows you want to see, they got them in their catalog. Hulu Plus is only $7.99 per month, but right now they're offering an extended free trial of Hulu Plus that is only available to podcast listeners. Take control of your TV watching experience. Go to the podcast page on billburr.com and click on Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to HuluPlus.com/Bill. Again, the Hulu Plus banner on the podcast page at BillBurr.com, or go to HuluPlus.com/Bill. And eVoice, everyone. eVoice is the reason you're going to make more money in 2013. Unless you're some gold-digging whore and you plan on divorcing your rich husband. Okay? But for the rest of us common people, eVoice is the reason that we're going to make more money in 2013. When your customers call and you have your own toll-free number, professional greeting, dial by name, directory, and more. Is that a sentence? That's like a fragment. Oh, when your customers call, you'll have your own toll-free number, professional greeting, dial by name, directory, and more. Sorry, that's on me. You'll sound like a Fortune 500 company and blow away your competitors. eVoice lets you give out one number that rings wherever you are, the beach, the bar, doesn't matter. You'll sound like you're at the office. So this is a great way to start a business while you're still at somebody else's, working for somebody else. You know what I mean? We get it, Bill. Finish the copy. Okay. You got to go to eVoice.com and use the promo code Bill. eVoice even takes all your voicemails, transcribes them, and sends them direct instantly to you as a text or email. So you can check your voicemails before the meeting ends and not even look rude. eVoice is only 10 bucks a month. Right now, listeners to my podcast can get a free trial of eVoice for 30 days. Stop what you're doing. Hit pause, set up your eVoice free trial, and see what I'm talking about. It's a great way to support my podcast and an easy way to make more money this year. Go to eVoice.com, promo code Bill. That's eVoice.com, promo code Bill. Or just go to the podcast page on BillBurr.com and click the eVoice banner right now. Okay. So, what have you been watching? You've been watching Spurs Heat, or you've been watching Bruins Blackhawks? Either way, couple of amazing series. I blew it yesterday. I was traveling, so I missed the San Antonio game. I'm obviously thrilled that San Antonio is up 3-2 going back to Miami. You know? Now, you know me. I love the Celtics and anybody who plays the Lakers. But there's just a douchebag factor to people down in Miami. Where, let's all go to the game and wear white, you know? And, of course, it's white, you know? That white is the, hang on a second. You know what? White is like that's the color that people who want to flaunt that they're rich wear. Have you noticed that? Like, whenever they do, like, those Real Housewife stories, they always have some ridiculously expensive car, and it's always like pearl white. I don't know what it is about that. They love it. Out here in L.A., all the growing up gaudy fucking people, they fucking all have those white cars. I don't know why. So when I look at those people down in Miami, it's the same fucking thing. You know, what are you showing off your tan lines even when you're in the car? I don't understand it. Where I come from, you know, you get a black car. You know, some gangster looking thing. You get some tinted windows on it. I don't fucking know. Although I got to tell you, I was a big fan of milk trucks back in the day, and those were always white. This podcast is just, what the fuck am I talking about? So I'm rooting for San Antonio. You got to go for the underdog here. You know, the big fundamental, the guy who cheated on that chick from that fucking show, right? The other guy there, the balded guy, Tony Kukoc. I don't watch hoop. I don't know what's going on. Why don't you stick with what you've been watching? Bruins, Blackhawks, everybody. Right now, if you haven't been watching, the series is tied 1-1. Both went into overtime. The first one went into triple overtime. And two nights ago, it was an overtime win for the Bruins. And it was kind of weird because I felt like the Bruins should have won the first one and the Hawks should have won the second one. Although I missed most of the second game because I was performing in Buffalo. But it's a classic, man. And the Blackhawks, they're like the Bruins, man. They're a fucking hockey team. You know, they got their tough guys. I'd say they have more superstars with Hossa and Patrick Kane, but they got their pest, and then they got their grinders, man. They're a fucking hockey team, and I really like the way they're playing. No filthy shit, you know. I don't get mad at those guys who, you know, just doing shit to try to get an edge, but nobody's out there trying to hurt anybody. None of that fucking crap. It's just been two great games, and they play again tonight. Pivotal fucking game. So we'll see. We'll see how the Bruins come out. I heard they came out real sluggish in game two in the first period and came out hitting in the second. Like I said, I only came out after my show. I saw halfway, the last half of the third period and then into the overtime. But I watched every second of that first one. And I was trying to stay in shape when I was on the road. So I watched the first three periods, and then the first two overtimes, I was on the elliptical. I stayed on the elliptical until there was an intermission, and then in the intermission, I did push-ups and dips, and then coming out of the intermission, I did the elliptical again for the next period. I was actually thinking, like, that's how you should be watching sports instead of sitting there eating fucking nachos and drinking beer, right? I don't know. What are you going to do? I got to tell you, the Blackhawks fucking goalie, man, is unbelievable. And the exact way Paille scored is, I think, what we have to do. The second it hits your stick, just put it on net. Because if that guy gets a chance to square up on you, he's just stopping everything. The goaltending is top-notch. Original six. That's all I'm going to say. I really don't have anything bad to say about any of the Blackhawks. I fucking like all of them. And I'm hoping it goes seven, and I obviously hope that we win. But they're a great fucking team. So tune in and check it out. All right, let's get to the questions for the week. Billy Redface Tour. William, I used to live in North Dakota and have been to northern cities on your tour. If you are planning to drive between gigs, the country is beautiful, but the distances are immense. Wrap your brain around long drives, 6 to 8 hours, depending on how fast you drive. I now live in Chicago. Go Blackhawks. Yeah, dude, you got to understand, I've been doing the road hardcore since the late 90s. So, you know, I can do 6-hour drives in my sleep, but I'm taking a bus, so it's not going to be a problem. But I'm also beyond excited to do this tour because I have performed in Boise. I never did their comedy club, but I did do a college up there. It wasn't Boise State. It was something else. So I drove around a little bit, but I've never been to Montana, and I'm basically going to drive across that whole state. I've done like Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I've done like Fargo, North Dakota, but I've never been to the western part of the state. So I'm going to be loving life when I'm out there. So I want to see all those cool looking ranches. I want to see a couple of bison. I want to see the fucking billboards with before and after pictures about people on meth. You know what I mean? That's like a major fucking problem. Like, I bet The Walking Dead gets really low ratings out in Montana just because if they just all they need to do is look out their fucking window, right? To see that. I'm Googling right now, Montana meth problem. They got Meth Project documentary highlights Montana's meth problem. NPR. NPR was up there. Yes, Montana has a meth problem. Measuring meth in Montana. Montana Meth Project. News about the Montana Meth Project. All right, so they got a project going on. Let's read this one here. Yes, Montana has a meth problem. Do you guys really want to hear me read out loud? You probably don't. I heard that Utah and Colorado have a similar situation, but I don't know who is the leader. I get tired of arguing the point, but the facts don't support your post. I'm not going to present evidence because it's clear it would not matter. I guess he's defending Montana. I don't fucking know. It's going to be a great time. Oh, you know what? I never finished talking about that tour that I just did. I went to Cleveland, Ohio. All right. Had a great time. One of my favorite people in this business, Nick Costas, owns Pickwick and Frolic / the Hilarities Comedy Club. And that's where I played from 2004 right on up. He used to headline me when I could only draw half the fucking room. And half of those people would just go in there because Nick had such a great restaurant upstairs and the martini bar and everything. And when Nick bought in to that part of the city, you know, there was nobody there. Like, it was this crowd. You got to go in there. It's like a 5-star restaurant. They got a live show with these dancing girls downstairs and a martini bar. And then he has this beautiful showroom with a balcony. It's absolutely gorgeous place. And so he built this thing when Cleveland was just after 5 p.m. became a ghost town. And you'd be in there. You felt like you were on the fucking Titanic, except it never sank, right? You were just on this luxury liner. You didn't have to leave. You ate. You had this great meal. You did your show. And then when you walked out, there was all these beautiful women in this martini bar. It was the self-sustaining unit. This fucking oasis. But the second the night ended, the cop would literally escort me out of the place and would walk me over to my hotel so I wouldn't get clubbed over the head by a piece of pipe that was probably laying right in the street. And he was the only game in town, especially on the block that he was on. And he was kind of like a third of the way up the block. So he's really hidden. And he was having a rough go of trying to get the thing going. And over the years, I watched like the House of Blues opened up across the street, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward to now, 9 years later, you know, I'm in town. I'm doing this theater right down the street. And I'm like, I got to go see Nick. So I go over there to go get some dinner before the show. And I'm coming up the street and it's just a mob scene. It's just like outdoor, everybody's outdoor cafes. There's this guy playing acoustic guitar, like hired by this restaurant. House of Blues is this line up the street. He's just the greatest fucking guy. So I went over there. I had dinner. And then I went and I did my show. I had a great time. You know, went out, took pictures, signed DVDs and all that shit. And then we had the after party over at his martini bar because I wanted to drive some business his way. And I want to thank everybody. Seriously, man, it's no bullshit. Everybody who came over there, if you spent $1 over there, that's one of my great friends in business and in life. So I really appreciate it. And if you ever, seriously, in the Cleveland area, you want to see a great show, just have a great meal, go down to the that Pickwick and Frolic room, man. That guy's the best. Nick Costa. Say hello. Tell him I said what's up. So anyways, back to the reads here. Where the fuck are they? I am the worst. All right. No subject on this one. Bill, your problem with Christianity is that you are in the wrong church. Just switch over to the Episcopal or Lutheran or something and get baptized, and all of a sudden you will receive the Holy Spirit, which will bring you to a higher spiritual level with a literal connection to God. All right, you know something? I'm sure every religion has its... has something to offer. You know what it is about Episcopal or Lutheran is I'm lazy. I already know you can't teach an old dog new tricks, okay? I know the prayers and I know the songs from my fucking... This would be like me moving to L.A. and not being a Celtics fan anymore and switching over to the Clippers. You know? Not saying you... Well, the Clippers are actually decent now, so I'm not really insulting you. But, Tell me some more about the Episcopal and Lutheran thing, because I actually always enjoyed going to church as far as I felt like it was a reset thing every week to remind yourself not to be a complete hunk of shit, or at least try not to be for as long as you could until the next Mass. But I just never liked all the other crap that was involved in it. But as far as me receiving the Holy Spirit, which will bring me to a higher spiritual level and a literal connection to God, like, I can really do that on my own, you know, if I wanted to, if I wasn't such a piece of shit, if I really just, you don't really need to go down there and do all the Ola Salima. That's all just, you know, rituals. And I bless the water and I throw it in your face and now the evil spirits are out of you. But it's complete horseshit. You could splash me with as much holy water as you want to. If I don't give a fuck and I want to go out and just do stuff, the water is not going to, like, fix me. You know? Oh, Bill, stop being a cunt. Swing by. You know what? I'm going to go to one. I'll go to Lutheran. Episcopal's too hard to say. I don't know, man. I get weirded out when I go in those fucking places and every, hey, how are you? Are we glad you showed up? And everybody grab hands. It just makes me feel all douchey. All right, freedom. Bill, please don't talk about freedom when you are over there. Over where? Well, why don't you fucking... Oh, okay, here we go. This guy's going to trash America. All right. Bill, please don't talk about freedom when you people over there don't have the freedom to decide whether you want half your dick cut off or not. The way women in Africa don't have the freedom to decide whether they want half their vagina cut off or not. They don't cut off their vagina. You ignorant, dumb twat. All you American cunts, Americans, do is talk about freedom because you have none. You know what, sir? You sound as ignorant as what you're making fun of. So congratulations. Welcome to the quad, sir. When did I talk about freedom? I don't even remember talking about that. Sir, you know, half the shit I talk about, I'm just trying to fill up an hour here. All right? Americans. Ugh. Was that your best one? Did you have a list? Can you come up with something a little bit better? You know, Americans, you're trashing all the Americas. So you're basically trashing this whole half of the world. You do realize that. These are the Americas, North America and South America. All right? And you're calling me a dumb twat? They don't fucking cut off half their vagina. They remove the clitoris there. You know? How exactly do they do that? I don't even want to know. It's fucking disgusting. What is he talking about? Aren't the guy every week I'm talking about bankers, how they got everybody by the balls? Sir, do you listen to this thing? All right, we're just going to move on. You know what you are? You're basically, that was the email version of that guy who kept saying Tebow to me. All right, my car is shit. Hey, Billiam, I'm a high school student in Arkansas. All right, Razorbacks, SEC. And my car is pure shit. The paint is blotchy. Dude, this isn't Pimp My Ride. What do you think I'm going to do? Fucking go over there? Have somebody come and put a flat screen TV in your trunk? The paint is blotchy and fading. The interior is shit. The air conditioner doesn't work. And there's a ton of stickers on the back from the previous owner. It's actually embarrassing anytime a person, especially girls, see it. So how do I get over my shitty car? Also, your podcast has not only helped me relieve the stress from school, but it gets me through class if I'm having a slow day. All right. What you got to do is you have to embrace your shitty car. You know? It takes a certain swagger to drive a shitty car. You got to have a sense of humor about it. You know, if somebody trashes your car, just you know, you can do one of two things. Either agree with them or just be like, how dare you? How dare you trash? That right there is a classic. That's an original condition. All right? Or whatever the I don't know what the fuck to do. You can take the bumper stickers off. You know what? You could throw some rims on it. You know what? Fuck that. Don't put rims on a piece of shit car. This is the biggest thing that I would say, all right, if you're trying to get a lady, right? You're in college. Everybody understands you're going to be broke. What I would do, you got to make sure the inside of the car is clean. Spend some money, get that fucker steam cleaned, and get some fucking air fresheners so it smells all right, All right? You could probably take off the bumper sticker. You can get a $99 fucking paint job. Every fucking state you go to, there's some cunt on TV talking about a $99 paint job. You know, pick a dark color. You know, that usually will, I don't know, maybe paint over the other shit well. I don't know much about paint. I have no idea. Maybe you'll be all right. What kind of car is it, sir? If you could help me out with what kind of car you have, maybe I could help you out. I don't know. Listen, I drove an 83 Ford Ranger, two-wheel drive, five-speed, AM, FM, fucking radio. It just was a mess. And I finally put a nice stereo in there, and somebody smashed the window, ripped up the fucking plastic, like, dashboard, and yanked the radio out, and I didn't have room for another one. I had this gaping fucking hole with wires hanging out, and I wasn't getting any pussy. There you go, sir. You know what? I've come around to your side. I see what the problem is. You know what? I would go to campus parties and try to go back to her dorm room. Just avoid the whole car thing, the whole car situation. Or you know something? If you meet a girl that you really like, just admit to it and just say, listen, I gotta tell you something before we go to my car. My car is, it's a mess. And it's really embarrassing. I'm really self-conscious about it, blah, blah. Just own up to it. Girls love that because then that kicks into the motherly thing. They go, oh, it's okay. I don't think it's that bad. And next thing you know, they're blowing you. So they just make sure it smells okay. That's the biggest thing about women. When you're younger and you don't have any fucking money, if you just make a fucking effort, you know, have you, if you're going out, just make sure, in case you get lucky, clean up your fucking room. Don't have dirty laundry laying all over the place. Make the fucking bed. Get a couple of scented candles. All that hacky shit. You know? And for the love of God, when you get in there, do not have overhead lighting. There's nothing women hate more than fucking overhead lighting. As middle-aged guys like me, as you're balding, you really start to hate overhead lighting. But, you know, women, they fucking hate overhead lighting, all right? So if you have overhead lighting, go out and buy, invest in a fucking, just a fucking bedside reading lamp or whatever, and then buy some cool fucking, I know this is hacky, but just cool, some cool fabric. If you can throw it over the top, gives it more of a fucking soft light, little mood. Next thing you know, her titties are out. If you got some skills, you know, you're fucking round in second. And the rest is on you. Okay? There you go. All right. The royal family, everybody. This one says, Bill, I'm curious about your feelings on the royal. Oh, wait, I got to back up. I remember the first time I brought a girl back when I was in New York. And I didn't have shit. I had my fucking couch from my dad's dental office in the early 70s. Floral pattern made out of wood that, like, I swear to God, you could fucking kill a village. You could club people to death with this couch. It took like three people to bring it in. And all I had was I had overhead lighting. I had a light bulb with nothing even covering that. And I had this old fixture that you'd turn it on. It would make this like you slap somebody in the face when you turned it on. And, we were just sitting there and like, I can't even, it was like we were sitting next to the sun. And that was when I first learned about overhead lighting. And, you know, I made my move and everything. And I was like, 2 minutes in, she was just like, all right, wait, can we just wait a second? And she goes, I need to fix something. And she went in and I had my bedroom door was open. What she did was she turned on the light in there. That was also overhead lighting, but it was another room away. And then she went and she turned off the light in the living room. And guess what I did the next day? I went out and I bought a fucking lamp. There you go. That's my lamp story, everybody. Okay, the royal family. Bill, I'm curious about your feelings on the royal family and the Brits' occupation of Northern Ireland. Looking forward to seeing you in September at the Chicago Theater. Go Hawks. Bruins remind me of a bunch of Prince Charles's on skates. No, they don't. You know, I really hate when fucking people, like, those are two great fucking games. And then your team wins and then you text me, Bruins suck. or suck it. You know, those fucking morons. That's why, you know, I've kind of stopped tweeting about sports on my Twitter page because it literally, it was turning into the exact reason why I don't go to a sports bar. Because of all just the, all day. You know, that type of shit. And it's always the most unathletic fucking moron. Can't even talk about the game. Just complete shithead. So, I don't know. I've kind of toned down the twitting. The twitting there. My feelings on the royal family and the Brits' occupation of Northeast Ireland. Obviously, I don't think they should be there. It's not their fucking place. You know? I actually learned all that shit about the whiskey now. I've been drinking Jameson this whole fucking time, which I guess is from Northern Ireland, so I guess that's the sellout whiskey if you're in Ireland, and you're supposed to be drinking Powers, but I can't find Powers anywhere. And Jameson is marketed really well. That's like the Pepsi of whiskey, I guess. I don't fucking know. Should they be there? I don't think so. I don't understand why they haven't left yet. They've left pretty much everywhere else. They've gotten beaten back pretty much everywhere else. India, Hong Kong, Rwanda, the United States of America. They've been beaten back. Falkland Islands, they held on to that one. You know what they like? They're like, the royal family's like Tiger Woods after his divorce. You know? Lost a ton of shit, but still has money. You know? Other than that, I don't mind him. I don't mind that Prince guy. Whatever his fucking name is, the blonde guy. Harry. Harry looks like a cunt, though. He does. He's got bully face. I don't know if it's because all those freckles or whatever, but he just looks like the kind of kid that would just fucking punch you in the side of the head for no reason. His older brother looks a little soft, though. You know, probably artistic. I don't know shit about him, to be honest with you. You guys seem to like him, so God bless you. Continue to pay attention to them. Aren't they like your Kennedys? And there's so much inner fucking breeding going on that they all kind of have the same face, just like the Kennedys. Kennedys, all these. Did you see the fucking teeth on that family? Okay, lost it to a famous guy. Bill, my name is Jessica. Holy shit, a lady finally writes in. I'm 20 and I live in Miami. Great, I've already trashed Miami here. Okay, so about a year ago, I was vacationing in DR. Is that Dominican Republic? I don't know. And I met a famous person and ended up sleeping with him. Dominican Republic. I'm going to guess it was a baseball player. Did you fuck Sammy Sosa? He goes, he's not very famous in the U.S. Oh, okay. Only in Latin America. All right, Ricky Martin's gay. Is that one of those? Is that the guy that J-Lo is married to? I don't fucking know. All right, let's plow ahead here. Point of the story is that ever since that night, we've kept in touch, and I've already seen him 3 times since then. This is really interesting. She goes, I've seen him every time he comes to Miami. Isn't this great? Being like a hot chick, you can like bang famous fucking people, you know? And just not be, just be like working at Kinko's, but you're hot. And you can like bang somebody that you saw in a movie. You know, as a guy, we just don't have that option. You know? Good looking guy. You working at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Do you think you're going to bang Olivia Wilde? I don't think so. The last time I saw him was this past April. We usually go out to clubs while he's here. And I've even met some of his famous friends. I'm just a regular girl, so you can imagine how infatuated I am with this guy. I am infatuated with this story. She goes, he's the only person I've ever slept with, so you could imagine the amount of emotion I've invested in this. Please tell me you made him use a condom with his around-the-world dick. Sorry, not trying to ruin the romance here, just trying a little bit of reality. I always get sad because I know that things are probably not going to work out in my favor. Besides the fact that he is famous, he also lives in a different country than me. He's 10 years older than me and has a child. Well, that's game, set, and match right there, sweetheart. I think you got to protect your heart and either put him in a place mentally where you're not going to develop feelings, and when he comes to town, you get to have a fun time. But other than that, when he leaves, I would try and find somebody you know, that at least lives in this hemisphere. I don't know. But hey, it's your life. All right. He goes, I have hope that a relationship, she goes, I hope that a relationship could happen because I've been lucky enough to have so much, to have so much has happened already. In addition, he has plans to move to Miami soon. We talk once a month or every couple of weeks through text. Well, listen, he might just be stringing you along. So I would be like, look, I'm starting to develop feelings for you. And, you know, I kind of got to cut it off here to protect myself. But if you move to Miami, then we can pick up where we left off. Sound good? Hola. All right. I mean, that's hola's hello, right? Whatever. She goes, we talk once a month or every couple of weeks through text. Only thing is, I'm usually the one that takes the initiative to text him or see him while he's here, which really bugs me. Yeah, you know what? I don't even need to read the rest of this. I'll blow through the rest. At the same time, he always shows interest in me when we spend time together, remembers everything. Yeah, you might just be his woman in that town, I hate to tell you. She goes, should I hope for a relationship with this guy given everything that's happened already? No, you shouldn't. Should I stop talking to him since I am the one that takes the initiative most of the time? Or should I be content with the situation? Yeah, he's stringing you along. He's stringing you along. I don't think he's a bad guy, but you're his woman in Miami. So sounds like you want more than that. So as much as his glamorous life is interesting to you, in the end, it sounds like you're going to get hurt. If I had to guess, it sounds like you're going to get hurt. So I would just end it. You know, just stop texting the guy. You know, that's what I would do. Just stop texting him. Just be like, hey, you know, when your shiny watch come back to Miami, if I'm not in a relationship and you want to hang out down at the ground round, let's fucking do it. But other than that, you know, why don't you fucking enjoy the world and the pussy that it has to offer, right? I'm sorry, I'm being a little crass here, but that's basically the situation. All right. If I ever had a long, I've tried the long distance relationship thing. It didn't end up working out. You know, I don't know. So anyways, that's the podcast for this week, everybody. How far into this am I, huh? 55 minutes. 55 minutes. All right. Well, before I go, I want to thank everybody who came out to all my shows in out there in Buffalo. Oh, dude, I didn't even talk about Buffalo. I played this symphony hall. Beautiful, beautiful symphony hall. Unbelievable crowd and all of that. And had a lot of people from Toronto came over asking me when I'm going to be in Canada. And the answer to that is, it's going to be next March. I know. What the fuck? It was supposed to be this summer, but I don't know. We just felt like the summertime. It's always snowing up there. You can finally go outside. Why are you going to sit inside and watch some red cunt like me on stage when you can go out and go water skiing or whatever the fuck it is you do up there? So, and also, just figured I'd have a better chance on getting on some radio stations if it was hockey season. Be another angle to sell him. Hey, he's a comedian, first time tour in Canada. He's a big hockey fan, Bruins fan. He can come in and hang with you when you talk sports. Sort of a marketing thing. I was pushing for January, and then we got worried about flights with the snow and all the shit up there. And I know you're like, what the fuck? But no, you can't run a string of dates together flying into the middle of a shitstorm because you'll end up missing a date, and I don't want to deal with that. So we've decided on March. I'm going to hit all the hockey cities and possibly a couple of more depending on how ticket sales go. And I'm going to start doing these like more of these mini tours, like the Red Face Tour. By the way, tickets are selling. They're selling like hotcakes. So what do I got here? Coming up, the 28th through August 3rd. No, it's not 28, 27, 26th. July 26th through August 3rd. For those of you who haven't been listening this past week, I'm going to be doing shows in the states of Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, Kansas, Colorado, Western Texas, and I got a private show in New Mexico. So I got that whole tour set up. I'm working on a European tour. And so far, I know we got London, we got something in Scotland and Amsterdam. And I imagine I'm going to do all the Scandinavian countries and then probably all the way over into Helsinki. I'll do Ireland. I'm hoping to do Ireland, Scotland, England, Amsterdam, and then hit Copenhagen, Oslo, Stockholm, and Helsinki. That's what I would love to do. And then I don't know. I'm either going to go after I do all that and I make some money or whatever, I'm going to fucking either go down to Italy and eat like a fucking pig, or I'm going to go to Paris, go over to France. I wanted to go to like France is something like, cause I took French. I tried French for a long time when I was in high school and I was always into the Tour de France. I'd always watch the tennis, Roland Garros. I don't know. I was a big World War II buff there for a minute. And then, you know, all the D-Day stuff. There's so much that I want to see in France alone. You know, I want to see the beaches of Normandy. I want to go to the Memorial Cemetery. I want to go to the French Open. I want to go to the Tour de France. I want to go to Paris. You know, I want to ride a bike in Paris. Why not, right? Hey there, twinkle toes. Put on a fucking beret. Big loaf of French bread coming out of my backpack, you know? Wearing those pants that don't fit down to my fucking ankles and a striped shirt on. Grow a little stupid mustache. Why not? Right? Then I want to go over to fucking Italy. These are all dreams of mine. I want to go to Italy. And I want to somehow learn enough Italian. And start people over there arguing about who makes the better whatever the dish is. And then let me be the judge. And then I sit there and eat like a fucking king. I want to do that. I want to go to Belgium and drink some booze. I ran into somebody on the road, told me they got trapped over in Belgium one time because it was snowing. And they just sat there drinking beer all night. And stepping outside every once in a while, just looking at this beautiful snow in this city. And I literally could see it. And I was just like, I want to fucking do that. So, I don't know, trying to expand the horizons here, people. And next year I got the Canadian tour. And then also I'm going to try and do a tour of, I'm going to try to tour all of Australia, which would be Perth all the way to home of Bon Scott. I got to go see his grave site, you know, pay my respects and go all the way through, I don't know, all the way back, work my way all the way back to Sydney and maybe have time to check out the Great Barrier Reef. See, that's what I want to do. That's the game plan for me. All right. And if the Bruins can win the Stanley Cup over the next fucking 6-7 days, it would just be a perfect goddamn year. All right. So anyways, that is the podcast this week, everybody. Once again, thank you to everyone who came out in Buffalo. Oh, I keep forgetting to tell that story. We're drinking afterwards. The hotel bar is about ready to shut down. And I got like a 6:40 a.m. flight. So I'm like, well, what's the point of going to bed? So I go across to this bar. We start drinking over there. And their kitchen was closed. So they bring out some bar food. You know, and they usually bring out some peanuts or pretzels. They came out and it was all bacon. I got to fucking tell you, you can't beat the fucking Midwest, even though that's not the Midwest. It's the beginning of it. And I forgot to mention Cleveland. Don't sleep on Cleveland. I would say if you're looking to invest some money in buying an old building, if you and some friends and you want to make some fucking money, every time I come back to Cleveland, it's doing a little bit better. And I saw a lot of building going on there. And it was great to see because whenever I went to Cleveland, it always made me sad. Like I was because, you know, I was looking at these beautiful buildings. There was just nobody in them. The same thing when you go to Detroit. It's just like you're like, fuck, man, look at these beautiful houses, look at these beautiful buildings. And there's just like nobody there or just, you know, some zombie looking person in front of it. It's depressing. So in St. Louis was another one. St. Louis was another one that was a scary place to be. And 10 years ago, you know, they still have their shit. You know, some people who were late to the show or couldn't come to the show because there was a shooting or something like that. So whatever, everybody's got their shit. But it was nice to see those cities are starting to make a comeback. You know, after all the manufacturing jobs and everything left and shit. So I actually learned some shit about Buffalo. First city in the United States that had electricity throughout the whole thing. This used to be known as the City of Lights. How funny is that? Buffalo, you don't think of that shit. But I guess the Erie Canal or some shit, damn, I don't know what the fuck it was, created a bunch of jobs, and then they built another dam or a canal somewhere else up the fucking river, and everybody left, and that was the end of it. You know? Everybody left. All the pussies left. You know? But all the tough people stayed, and that's why they have an outdoor stadium. If those pussies stayed, the Buffalo Bills would play in a dome stadium. That's actually true. All right? So there you go. That's the podcast for this week. Go fuck yourselves. My next date I have coming up is the Cape Cod Melody Tent in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Tickets are on sale. I hope people come out to that one. That's a huge one because I only saw George Carlin once in my life. Unfortunately, I only saw him perform one time, and I saw him at the Cape Cod Melody Tent in like 1988. I've told that story. He absolutely blew me away. Dennis Blair opening him up blew me away. It was fucking awesome. And to actually be going back there 25 years later, to be literally doing what I saw him doing is fucking amazing. So thanks to everyone who's coming out to that show. All right, enough with the feel-good vibes. Go fuck yourselves. I'll talk to you next week. Go Bruins. Okay, now that the show's over, don't forget to support our sponsors. Go to set up the free trial of eVoice. Join thousands of entrepreneurs who use their eVoice personal receptionist 24/7. Right now, get eVoice for 30 days. Go to eVoice.com, promo code Bill. That's eVoice.com, promo code Bill. And Hulu Plus, as I mentioned, start watching TV, your favorite shows right now. Go to the podcast page at BillBird.com. Click on the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial. Or HuluPlus.com/Bill.